Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, January 14th. More snow is expected in Bruce and Gray counties today. Snow squall warnings continue throughout the region. Looks like the peninsula and northern Gray County, including Owen Sound, could get the heaviest stuff. We'll look at the Winter Road Report first, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highways 6, 9, 10, 21, and 26 reported as snow covered this morning. Poor visibility at times along Highway 6 on the peninsula, 21 Owen Sound to Goderich, and 9 Kincardine to Hanover. County roads across Grey Bruce snow covered as well. There are some bus cancellations to pass along, brought to you by Bay West Nissan and Leon's Owen Sound. All school buses in Grey Bruce are canceled today. Schools are open. There are some concerns among Bruce County councillors about a proposed energy storage facility in Erin Eldersley. Neowen's Terra Best project will be built on Concession Road 4 and use batteries to store and discharge electricity to and from the province's grid. Brockton Mayor Chris Peabody asked about specialized training for firefighters and building near environmentally protected lands.
I just wonder why ISO would have selected a site of the five that were in Grey Bruce with so much EP land.
Neowen's communications manager Brittany Morrison told county councillors safety is the main focus of the site design.
When we are constructing a BESS that we design to mitigate, one of them is thermal runaway and the other is a spill event.
Gray County's finding it's facing similar challenges with homelessness as the rest of the province. The county sent out a release highlighting data from a recent AMO report, which speaks to the increase in homelessness in recent years and the pressure that's putting on municipalities in Ontario. The county statement says data in the report shows a systemic failure which extends beyond housing and points to gaps in health care, mental health services, and the justice system. Gray County Warden and Blue Mountains Mayor Andrea Matrasov says significant contributions from the federal and provincial governments are required, and a fundamentally new approach is needed to prioritize long-term solutions to homelessness. Northern Bruce Peninsula is increasing its incentive for physicians to set up shop in the municipality. It's rising to $35,000. The idea is to keep Northern Bruce Peninsula at competitive rates to similar communities. Premier Doug Ford hasn't given up trying to keep secret his cell phone logs. The Information and Privacy Commissioner has ruled details of calls he's made and received that relate to his position as Premier should be released, but Ford has filed a request for the courts to review the decision. Global News filed the original Freedom of Information request, arguing Ford uses his personal phone for government business, so those records should be public. And some leadership race news for the federal Liberals. Sources say former Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland will announce her bid this week to replace Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as party leader. Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne says he plans to reveal today whether he'll run in the March 9th Liberal leadership vote. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a higher open this morning. Futures contracts up in pre-market trading. After a mixed close yesterday, the Dow was up 358 points to 42,297. The S&P 500 advanced slightly, while tech stocks closed lower, the NASDAQ down. TSX was also down at the closing bell, 231 points to 24,536. Bitcoin up nearly 4% this morning to over 96,100 US. The price of oil is down a quarter point, 78.50 per barrel, while gold's little changed at 2,680 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 69.49 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead with the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. The Rams eliminated the Vikings with a 27-9 victory. Sam Darnold was sacked 9 times. That tied a playoff record. The game was played in Arizona due to the wildfires. Divisional playoffs are set on Saturday. Texans visit the Chiefs, then Detroit hosts Washington. Sunday, it's the Rams and Eagles, followed by Baltimore in Buffalo. Mike McCarthy's out in Dallas. There's word Deion Sanders is being considered as the Cowboys' new head coach. Connor McDavid scored the game winner on his 28th birthday. Oilers beat the Kings. Zach Hyman didn't get on the score sheet, but he and his family got approved as the new owners of the OHL's Brantford Bulldogs. They bought the team from Ottawa Senators owner Michael Andlauer. The Raptors got a win against Golden State. And at the Aussie Open, Canadians Leila Fernandez, Felix Auger-Aliassime, and Gabriel Diallo all advanced to the second round. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owenstown Attack Niagara Ice Dogs game that was postponed due to weather earlier this month will be played on Wednesday, February 26th at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. The Attack have a few days off ahead of their next game, Friday on the road against Connor Smith and the Brampton Steelheads. You can hear that game live on Kia of Owenstown, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page. Just go to BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Flurries, snow squalls, and blowing snow today. A squall warning continues for Bruce and Gray counties. A few centimeters in most areas. 10 plus expected throughout the day in northern Gray County, including Owen Sound and the Bruce Peninsula. A high of minus 5, feeling more like minus 14. Tonight, more snow, 10 to 20 centimeters, and a low of minus 10. And flurries and squalls tomorrow, 10 centimeters, a high of minus 4.